Another week, another dollar. You ready or you need a second?
Yeah.
Okay, and welcome to this week's edition of Podcast and Chill, a podcast where we chill. Week 5 edition of Guest Lines. Duff joins me on the phone. What's up, buddy?
That's good to be back. Just when we thought we knew what we were doing, we don't. So it's classic NFL, and excited for another week of hopefully bouncing back. I know you had a positive week, but just overall seemed like all those results just didn't make any sense.
The casinos crushed us again, as in the man. The casinos literally killed everybody. They killed us on the Patriots. They killed us pretty much everywhere else. They stole us in the Pittsburgh game, the Tennessee game. Not a good week. Not a good week for the man.
Yeah, and then all the teams we liked also didn't do well. You know, yeah. The Vikings, like you said, the Titans.
Yeah.
The Bills, at least. How about those Bills? I mean, they got lucky with Julio Jones out, but
yeah.
Hey, so I'll take a win first in the division, looking like a potential wild card team with how weak the AFC is now with Carr out. Yeah. But yeah, just we'll see how the Monday night game finishes out. But you know, the Chiefs are leading right now, but the Redskins are hanging in there. Hell of a week.
Yeah. Well, the most interesting part about this week, and I noticed it as I was sort of going through some of these lines, is that this is actually going to be a good week of games, it seems like. But it's going to be a good week of games because we have a congregation of all of the shit teams playing against each other. So we have less shit teams to go around to play the real teams. So we have the Jets and Browns. We have the Niners and the Colts. Like, they're just congregating. And even this Tennessee at Miami game, with no Mariota, probably is going to be a shit show too. So they're just all congregating into three games here.
Yeah, yeah. It's just there's really not that many good teams this year. It's tough. These QB injuries aren't helping. But you know, when you got teams like the Bills that want to be bad, and the Jets wanted to be absolutely terrible, and they're sitting at 2-2 and 3-1, it really shows just how fucked this league is.
Yeah. Yeah, so just a little quick pick update, and I'm more inclined to give these pick updates because I'm doing well right now.
Yeah, of course.
But last week I went 2-1. You had a rough 1-2, but an almost. It felt
very easily could have been 0-3.
Yeah, you could have been a little bit worse.
I mean, the Giants also, they could have very easily won outright, and they could have very easily be 2-2, but what are you going to do? It just doesn't seem to be their year. They got lucky, too. They faced the Bucs without Quan Alexander and Brent Grimes, and they still lost. So it just really seems like they don't have it this year. It's, you know, battle of the 0-4 teams this week, though. Chargers, Giants, two teams I liked going into the season, and they're both 0-4. So it shows you how much I really know.
True. All righty. Well, any thoughts on the week in general, or you want to just hop in?
Well, it looks like you got a lot of home favorites this week. A couple of lines not even on the board due to the QB injuries and then with the Trubisky news. So
your boy.
I think right now there's four lines that aren't out. So that's four games we'll have to kind of wait and see, which reduces our pick ability. Let's see if we can actually get a damn teaser right this time. Huh? I mean, we're 0-4 now. Yeah. I know we lost the last one. Did we tease the Pat? No, we didn't. Did we?
No, I didn't. I don't think we did. I don't think we found one that we loved.
What did we do? We did Packers. We definitely lost. There's no way we won a teaser.
No, it would be too crazy. You like that Atlanta teaser, I think. Or no, you wanted, I think. Oh, yeah.
We can go back and listen to it. Yeah, but I forget. I'm just going to assume we lost.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to assume the same thing because we cannot hit right on teasers. Vegas loves assholes like us who just give them free fucking teaser money.
Yep, and parlays. But what are you going to do? It's all fun.
All right. We have first game of the week, sort of a tough line for me to do, New England at Tampa Bay, the Thursday game. I have Patriots by 6.5 on the road. What do you got?
All right, 5.5. It opened at 4, and it's up to 5.5. You know, this just seems like one where seems like the Saints game from a couple weeks ago where they're coming off a loss the Chiefs are definitely a better team than the Panthers, but just a loss overall going on the road against an AFC South team. This seems like an easy bet on the Patriots. There's the Bucs haven't given us any reason to trust them at all. This should definitely, you know, the over seems like a pretty solid play here, but I know it's sitting at 55.5, which is the highest by far we've seen this year. I believe the Pats and Saints over was about 54, so the highest open this year for sure. And everyone's still over the over, and why wouldn't you be with the, how bad the Patriots D is when you're making Cam Newton, who's looked god awful, look like an MVP again? It's something that's scary for Patriots fans, is for people that like to root against the Patriots. It was great to see I was in a bar on Sunday and just watching the three Patriots fans and everyone else coming together, uniting America's one against Patriots fans. It was just great.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Patriots hate, I feel like it's almost swung to where most people hate the Patriots. Like, they're almost Yankee level hate, I think, now. This game here,
I think more honestly, just because more people care about the NFL than baseball.
True. At this point, that's probably accurate. Here's the thing I don't like about New England. When your team is getting to a point where people are happy that your fantasy players are playing against them, probably not a good sign for your defense. And the Patriots are sort of getting there. I got some guys from Tampa on my teams this year, and I'm pumped that they're playing the Patriots. And that is not a good sign. And I don't know, if this was probably six, I'd probably lean taking Tampa. But since it's in that zone, it's a dangerous zone. But we know so little about Tampa right now. Them on a short week, tough loss against, tough win. Got a win against the Giants. The 0-4 put a fork in them Giants, but... yeah, this is a tough one. So you got that one. Point for you there.
Yeah, I think we're both, pretty close though. It was 5.5-6. It kind of sucks as a Bills fan. You look at the Bills schedule and they don't play the Patriots till I believe week 13 or week 11. They have two matchups after week 11 and after. And that just sucks because by that time they're gonna have it figured out and be rolling. It's gonna ruin the Bills playoff hopes. But that's more of a selfish point. But Thursday will be interesting. We still really don't know anything about anyone. Last week I did very well. We talked the home dogs, everything made sense, somewhat sense. A lot of people got crushed, but then you come back this week and there was no really fishy lines, it seemed like. Everyone seemed to be on the same page, and then we all got killed. So who knows? It's no NBA, that's for sure, where you kind of just know what's going to happen right off the bat.
That's for damn sure. All right. Your Buffalo Bills at Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, what a game. Did you get to catch this? I mean, last week against Atlanta, who we all thought was probably the best team in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Huge. Absolutely huge. Not only did they cover that gigantic 8-point spread.
Yeah, we liked that spread as well. We thought that was a bit high just because how good their defense is. And the under as well. That was another one of my – I believe I said the under, and that hit as well. Great performance by the defense. Did get lucky. Sanu and Julio Jones got injured. But I think they still would have at least covered in that case. But they're looking solid. They're playing the lowly Bengals, who just obviously blew out the Browns. But, again, the Browns. So the Bengals are at home here. I have them at -2. What do you have? The Bengals at home.
You have the Bengals favorite at home. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I think people are underrating the Bengals. I know they look terrible on national TV, but I still think their defense is very good. And I think this is a classic case of the Bills coming off a high and kind of people overrating them, as much as it pains me to say that as a Bills fan. This just seems like a scenario where people are all on the Bills, and they kind of run into a team with a good pass rush and just this very solid defense.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was my thinking.
I have the Bills favored by 2.5. So what's the line here?
It opened at 2.5 for the Bengals. It's already up to 3.
Oh.
So
wow.
That's someone's everyone's all over the Bills. So someone's on the Bengals.
What am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to think about the Bills? They're 3-1, and they just beat one of the best teams in the NFC. What am I supposed to think?
Well, this is the same exact thing. Not the same line, but when you think about it. This is what a lot of people opened up that Bills line, the Bills Broncos line 2 weeks ago. And everyone's like, this makes no sense. Broncos are so much better team, yada, yada, yada. And this is one of those lines where you look at it and you see it's climbing the opposite way from the Bills. It just seems like the smarter people out there, they know something. It just seems like either stay away or you're taking the Bengals because the Bills seems like a fool's gold bet.
Hmm. Is that where you think the money's going to be? You think the money's going to be at Cincinnati at home?
Well, the majority of the money right now is on the Bills. The Bills against the spread, but the majority of the money line money is on Bengals. So it's pulling both ways. And the line hasn't moved down. It's actually moving up to 3. So, and the total, low total, 38.5, that's very low. That's, you know, two not very great offenses, but they're not absolutely terrible. And the defenses aren't amazing. So that's a very low total. And everyone's all over the over. So we'll have to see come kickoff. This is definitely a fishy line. It's something I probably end up staying away from just because I do have a rooting interest in the Bills. But I definitely understand your thinking with the having the Bills favorite because they have looked like the better team without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure I would take this either, but man. That is a little fishy, but all right, let's move on to the next great game this week. New York Jets at the Cleveland Browns, one of the stinkers.
I got Jets Jags last week, Browns Jets this week. You just really can't ask for anything more in the NFL. By the way, NBA opens soon, October 15th, so only a little more time until we have entertainment every day, every night.
Absolutely.
Anyways, yeah, that game's so bad it made me think about a different sport. But I I had the Browns minus 3. What'd you have?
I had Cleveland favored by 2.5. These are the two worst teams in the league. I thought the Jets might have like the ever so slight of a bump because somehow they won these past two games. But yeah. Cleveland by 2.5. What do you got?
It opened at 2 and it's actually down to minus 1. So you got that one. This is just a tough game.
I will not be betting on this game. I will not be watching this game. I will just be pretending like this game didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely surprised by the Jets last week. I didn't end up taking the Jags. Jags seem like they should have covered, but they seem to have problems with the run, and the Jets ran all over them. They had two 65-yard and a 70-yard touchdown, and they only put up 20 points. So their offense is still pretty bad when you're relying on 70-yard runs to score. So I would probably lean Browns here, but there's nothing I'd feel comfortable with at all.
Nope.
But it seems very Jetsy to win two games against not absolutely terrible teams. Well, I guess the Dolphins look pretty bad, and we'll address that in a bit, but and then come to the, you know, an 0-4 Browns team and just get absolutely blown out. That seems like something that's something that actually I could see happening pretty easily, as it's just the Jetsiest of the Jets. So
yep,
that's something to keep in mind. But like last game, it seems like a stay away because it's just gross. And
yeah,
better off spending your money on, you know, betting on something you actually want to watch instead of something you're not going to put your time into.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. That's Browns and Jets is not something that I'm excited about. All right. And very interesting Carolina Panther team in Detroit. Another very interesting and going to be hopefully a good game. Like, these are two pretty good teams. We were sort of down on Cam a little bit in the last couple of weeks here and probably had his best game of the season, maybe his best game of his last two seasons last week. I have Detroit favored by a flat 3 at home.
I had Detroit by 3.5, and it opened at 3, so you got that one. Still sitting around 3. I'm still not a big fan of Detroit. I know they continue to win, but I was on Twitter, and Kian Fahey's an NFL quarterback guy. He was tweeting out some gifts of just all these balls that Stafford is throwing still that are like easily interceptable, and people are just dropping them. I still think he hasn't thrown a pick 6 yet, and he's so due. They are at home, and the Panthers are coming off a big win, but as are the Lions. So this is going to be one of the more closer games. Should be the one of the closer games, the more interesting ones, and definitely one tough to bet. I'd probably lean Panthers here, but it's just because I am a little bit biased against the Lions.
Yeah, and it seemed to me like Detroit figured some stuff out about the run game. I like them giving the ball to Abdullah more. It always bugs me when coaches do this thing when they have two different running backs with two different skill sets is to only play them in certain situations. They've been playing Theo Riddick in, like, obviously these third down passing situations all the time, and then Abdullah in these first early down stuff. But doing that all the time, for me, it is so key for defenses because they key in on certain things. And I'm seeing that right now with my team. Like, Garrett Blunt only comes in for run plays. Darren Sproles, before he got hurt, was only coming in for pass plays. And it allows people on defense to stop you so much easier. And, you know, the Saints are doing that too. I think they started to figure something out a little bit here and use Riddick more of a change of pace, like a spell back, instead of necessarily just a third down guy. So I kind of like that a little bit. And I don't know. This is a pretty standard 3-point. Like,
yeah,
teams are pretty even.
On neutral field. The thing with Detroit is, I mean, yeah, they won last week. The Vikings, Dalvin Cook, I heard that didn't help. They had a rough game. Detroit's defense, actually, I think, is the parts that people are underrating. People are praising Stafford, but he hasn't really looked that good, and they have no run game. So I think they're definitely beatable, and it really depends on how Cam looks. It seems like the Lions have been able to get some pressure on the quarterback lately. So it's, you know, like you said, it's going to be an interesting one, and is it the Panthers are kind of figuring things out, Calvin Benjamin kind of not being a bum, or is it the Patriots' defense is just really that bad where they make every quarterback look like the MVP?
It's probably obviously a little bit of both. What's interesting is, I'm like, what are the Panthers doing with Christian McCaffrey? I just have no clue what's going on there.
Yeah, he had a big, you know, pass catching game the other week, and then last week he seemed to kind of go underutilized. But they were having so much success just down the field. I think they didn't really feel the need. I never thought, you know my stance, I think it's pretty much blasphemous to take a running back in the first round. As history shows, it never pans out to win, being a Super Bowl contender or a Super Bowl winner. So I liked him a lot, but I liked him as a late first, early second, and drafting him in the top 10 seemed a bit over the top. He's a solid player, but he's no Dalvin Cook. He's not a Leonard Fournette. He's very fast, he's skilled, but you never really think of him as like just a big downfield back, just because he's more of a slot receiver than anything.
Maybe sneaky fast? Would you say?
No, he's fast. Like, that's not a question. Like,
he's a gym rat?
Yeah, he's just a gym rat, hustles, works hard, came from a great family back. No. but the thing, when I just watch him, he's so quick and laterally quick. He does a lot of side to side, and I think that's great for out in the open. But with how the Panthers offense, like, they did put up a lot of points, so it's a lot of vertical. They haven't been able to get a lot of spread, spread open field, and that's where he really thrives. And when they're not clicking on all cylinders, no Greg Olsen, it's kind of easy to key on him. So I think he'll still impress more, but I think expectations were a little over the top for him, from what I thought.
Okay, let's move on. San Francisco at Indianapolis, the other barn burner. I have Indianapolis by 2.5 at home. San Francisco coming off a nice cover last week. Starring in the movie called The Most Inexplicable Line of the Week, being favored by, or being 7-point underdogs to the Arizona Cardinals. 2.5 at home for the Colts. What do you got?
I had the Colts plus 1.5. So you got this one again. I thought the 49ers would be a little higher, but the Colts for a half looked solid last night. Then I don't know what the hell happened. That was absurd. I didn't even watch the game. I just woke up the next day. I went to bed at halftime. All of a sudden, I was like, holy shit, 46 points. But two pretty terrible teams. Andrew Luck, I guess, is going to be practicing soon. Brissett doesn't look terrible, though, so this should be kind of like that Browns-Colts game where no one's going to watch it, but it's going to be close, and there should be some points scored. No, neither defense is very good, so we'll see. Again, nothing I'm interested in.
All right. That's about it for this game. Tennessee at Miami. This is definitely one of the lines where there is no line, right?
Yep. I did it with, I thought Mariota was playing, but as, seems like
they as did I. Out. Yeah, as did I. So what did you put? I had 3. Tennessee by 2.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins are pretty bad, and I would probably take Titans again here. But with Mariota, it'd be very disappointing if he's not healthy, because they were looking solid. I mean, I don't know what that Texans game was. Ridiculous. I don't even know. Their defense just got absolutely destroyed. I mean, great, good for Deshaun Watson. I never thought he'd look that good this early. But that was a disappointing effort. And they were kind of coming back, and then Mariota's kind of got hurt, and it's really fell apart. But we'll see. I mean, the Dolphins are – we don't even need to talk about Jay Cutler.
Here's an interesting –
$10 million for free.
Yeah. An interesting stat I saw about Tennessee, because they had some – we've both talked about, we both really like Tennessee. Mariota being hurt is a big deal. It seems like at first he was going to be out for a couple weeks, but then reports said he could be day-to-day, so I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah.
What was interesting, though, I found that Tennessee, when – it seemed always to me that whenever they are playing bad teams, they sort of play to their competition. So I actually looked up how they did against teams with a losing record. So Tennessee, last couple seasons, 2-12 against the spread when playing a team with a losing record. So that's adjusted, obviously, for teams that are bad. That's the point of the spread. 2-12 against the number there. So that was interesting.
That's surprising.
Because they played Oakland so tough in the first week, and it seemed like last year that, they play in such a weak division that, you know, they wouldn't have a better record, but, you know, here they are playing lower to the competition.
It's it's another interesting one. And, with the Raiders, we don't even know what the hell is going on with them. And, you know, like I said, the NFL just doesn't make any sense. Hopefully by week 8, there'll be some people have something figured out, but everyone, you know, you have this one thought, then the Raiders lose and then the Titans lose, and you really just have no clue. Usually you can at least say, oh, the Patriots are going to be really good, but now they're screwing up. So there's really nothing to hang our hats on here.
No. No, and then, you know, Pittsburgh with that one game against Chicago that screwed it. There's a lot of weirdness going on right now. I'm not really sure why, but all right, let's move on. Los Angeles Chargers at the New York Giants. I have the Giants favored by 3 at home, 2-0-4 teams. Unfortunately, somebody has to win in this one.
Yep, Chargers coming up. You know, fifth road game in a row for the Chargers. I think Giants -4, west to east coast, which is crazy that the 0-4 team can, you know, favored by 4. It opened at 3, and it's up to 3.5. You know, this seems like this is, I don't know. I like both these teams as you. This is kind of disappointing that both, you know, they're combined 0-8, and we're basically going to have to eat our words with our offseason predictions. But the Giants at home, why would, both of them, you have no reason to believe in them. And this is actually pretty high, so I don't know why you'd really want to take the Giants in this case. So this is another maybe stay away and just kind of watch, see who's less worse. But I have no confidence either way on either side. What about you?
I don't either. I'd probably, if I had to, gun to my head, take the Chargers and the points just because these teams are both pretty bad right now. I just feel like it's safer to take the points. And like you said, the Chargers play every game on the road anyway, so it's not like it's that big of a deal. Here's what's interesting, though. I forget who posted this on Twitter, but if both of these teams finish with, I mean, it's too early to project, you know, the whole season here, but if both of these teams finish in the, let's call it 4-6 win area, I mean, they're 0-4. It's pretty impossible to climb out of this right now. But let's say they finish in the 4-6 win ratio or win range, and they're at the top of the draft. Are they going quarterback? Like, are they seriously going to look for quarterbacks? Because they got two guys here, Rivers and Manning, who are okay, but definitely on the back nine and could be out sooner rather than later.
I think it's something they definitely have to consider. Obviously, we'll see how high they are. The one plus for the Giants is they got the 49ers coming up, so there's at least hopefully one win, so that's good.
And then
their schedule still looks pretty brutal. And obviously, the Chargers in the AFC West, it's not going to get any easier, so both these teams are looking destined for losing seasons. If someone bent the Giants to win 9 games or more, it's pretty disappointing, but you have to at least consider a quarterback. People are I've seen Giants fans on Twitter clamor for a Saquon Barkley. And again, as I said, you can't do anything dumber than take a running back in the first round. So hopefully, for Giants fans' sake, they do not do that, because that'd be idiotic.
Yeah. Well, what's even more telling here is that both of these guys, like you just said, in the AFC West and in the AFC East, like, their schedules are not going to get too much easier. They're still in two of the hardest divisions in football. And say what you will about the AFC East, I think there's three, probably four, at least halfway decent teams there that the Giants have to play 4 more times. So that'll be interesting to see what those guys do. Next game here. Arizona at my 3-1 Philadelphia Eagles. How about that, huh? 3-1.
Yep, they're 3-1. I don't know how good of a 3-1 team are, but I'll give it to you. Our 3-1, which who could have seen that coming?
Actually, I think I'd have to go check the film here, but I'm pretty sure both of us liked the overs on each of our teams. You on yours and me on mine in the win totals for the year. And I will point out, Eagles 3-1, but I was going to say 3 of the 4 on the road. Really, the Chargers game is not really a road game.
Yeah, I don't know about the Chargers game.
But nonetheless, on the schedule, it counts as a road game. So, you got to like that. I have Eagles favored by 6 at home against the Cardinals.
See, I don't have it out for Eagles because I had 3.5, so I'm way off. It opened at 6, it's now 7. Yeah, I don't know why I had 3.5. I mean, for some reason, I believe in the Cardinals. Again, I guess it depends on their offensive line. No reason to believe in them after yesterday. Carson Palmer's still getting rocked. So I might still take the points, though. 7's a lot of points for the Eagles.
Yeah, it is. It is 2 weeks ago, the Eagles were favored by 6 over the Giants, and the Eagles usually kill the Giants. I'd like to see what the overall is between Arizona and Philly. To my mind, in the last 5 or 6 years or so,
the Cardinals usually kill them, don't they?
Yeah, the Cardinals usually take care of business. I have a lot of Larry Fitzgerald and Anquan Boldin nightmares in my head.
Patrick Peterson's hell of a receiver. Not like Alshon's their main component, but I guess it'll depend on the health of Fletcher and the rest of the D-line, and then we'll see if the Cardinals get any of their linemen back. But I guess they just lost one of their good pass rushers as well, so they're really banged up. So this could be another tough game for the Cardinals. Eagles at home, if they get their Fletcher Cox back, should be an easy dub for them.
What's the over-under on this game? You got it up?
Yeah, I can look at I believe I'm going to guess somewhere around 48. It's actually 45.5.
Yeah.
So that's actually kind of low.
It's low, but let me tell you something about this game is that what you were just saying with Peterson there, Peterson on Jeffrey, the Cardinals' defensive line has been killing it against the run this season.
Yeah, I don't think that last week.
I just don't think the Eagles are going to be able to run like they did against the Chargers, who have really poor.
They can't really run the ball anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And if Alshon Jeffrey is going to get eliminated, this is probably going to be a low-scoring game. And if it's not, it's going to be a big Zach Ertz game. So I actually might kind of like the under here. And the Eagles' defense is getting healthy. They got a safety back. They might get Fletcher Cox back. So I think this game might be, you know, a 20-17 game.
Yeah, which makes you favor the Cardinals with the points because 94% of the money right now, it's early, is on the Eagles minus 6.5. So, I mean, if it gets up to 7, that's a lot of points for a game that could very well be low scoring. It always confuses me when the public's all over the large favor and the under because that's just like you just think about it math-wise, variance-wise, and it doesn't leave you a lot of scenarios where you hit both, you know? When you got you need to win by, say, 8 points, 7 points, and under a total, it just seems not the smartest way of thinking. But we'll see. Maybe the public gets one this week, but it seems a bit fishy to me.
Yeah, does for me too. All right, Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. I have Pittsburgh favored by 9. This is pretty classic. What do you got?
I had 7, and it's 8.5. I'm not taking 9 points with Pittsburgh.
Nope.
But they're probably going to cover. Very teasable game, once again.
Very teasable.
Just looking at the stats last week, while the pass defense seems to be fantastic with the emergence of Jalen Ramsey, their running defense seems to be pretty terrible. They don't really have many skilled linebackers. When you have Bilal Powell and some random guy I've never heard of, I can't even remember his name, just gashing you for yards. So Le'Veon Bell should absolutely destroy them. But if their pass rush gets after it, then Jalen Ramsey can do okay against Antonio Brown. There's no reason they can't stay in this game. And when it's 9 points, you never know. Obviously, the big thing, as we've discussed, like last week, is if they can get an early touchdown. Because if they get down 10, 14, nothing, that's it. You know, it's over. You're not going to – Blake Bortles can't do anything with that.
Yeah.
So 9's a lot. Definitely a teasable game. And again, Le'Veon Bell should really tear it up. So that's something to consider. But yeah.
I'm so annoyed with getting burned by Pittsburgh in these bets. Yeah. It's unbelievable. But I probably will end up teasing the Steelers at some point just because Pittsburgh at home against the Jags team who really can only run the ball right now. That's pretty much it. So you like that. All right. Baltimore at Oakland. Line's definitely not going to be out. Actually, it might be now because we got some news, don't we?
Yeah, Derek Carr's out, but the line's still on the board. I can check. I'll check another site real quick. Big downgrade to EJ Manuel. But again, the Ravens on the road, they look pretty terrible anyways. So it's not something I'd be confident like, oh, yeah, give me the Ravens anyways. This end up probably going to end up being a pretty trash game. Yeah, it's not up all across the board. So they're still waiting on. I don't know what they're waiting on, but just not up. I don't know why I thought Carr would be in, but I had 5.5. I would probably lower that to about 2.5.
Oh, okay, 2.5.
Maybe even lower with EJ Manuel in there, just because the Ravens' offense is absolutely garbage. So there's no reason to really have faith in them either. When you see the Jets are able to put up more points than the Ravens, it's kind of dumbfounding. So there's they're traveling to West Coast, Raiders at home. This game, this could be a very ugly game. EJ Manuel versus Joe Flacco, two of the bottom. You know, Joe Flacco is probably a bottom 8-10 quarterback in the league at least.
Oh, so much hate.
He's so bad. He's not good. Just watch a game and tell me he's not good at anything.
You just got that DMV stink on you. You just can't stand people talking about him.
He hasn't been good in years. He won a Super Bowl, and that's all people talk about. I text my buddies this week, like, oh, man, Joe Flacco looks terrible. He's like, oh, when's your last Super Bowl? I was like, dude, 7 years ago. You sound like sore fan base. They realize they got to give up on their quarterback, too.
All right. Well, I actually did this assuming that Derek Carr was not going to play because we had already gotten the news. So you said it was going to be 2.5. I actually have it at 4 because I think Oakland is at least okay, especially defensively.
Manuel didn't look terrible.
No, against the Broncos, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's no guarantee. It's still EJ Manuel, but he didn't look god-awful. So it's still something maybe you can – they get some big plays in the running game.
Seattle at the Los Angeles Rams. Interesting game here. Los Angeles coming off a big win against the Cowboys. Battled back. Jared Goff actually looking like an NFL quarterback now. Like, I think it's safe to say that. It was funny. I think somebody when he had that big Thursday night game. Actually, it might have been our boy Ryan Russillo. Had a really funny tweet about, all right, Jared Goff can now have four bad 1 p.m. games now that he had this one good primetime game and no one will remember. It's perfect. But he actually played good here. Yep. So this is an interesting game. Seattle just obliterating the Colts. I don't really care about that last week. I have this even. I have this as an absolute pick. Straight up, what do you got?
Yeah, I had Rams plus one, and actually their favorite. They opened at one, and they're 2.5-point favorites now. That seems – I mean, Seahawks are the brand name team. The Rams are the better-looking team, but I don't – there's no way I trust giving Seattle 3 points against a Jared Goff, a quarterback. Oof, I know their offenses look bad, but you gotta imagine their defense steps up against Goff. This is going to be a tough one for sure.
Man, well, this is maybe an overcorrection by Vegas. Like, they're begging us to take Seattle here.
Yeah, like, what, you know, if you're getting three, if you can buy it to three, you're going to field goal against the Rams. I know they're, you know, two solid wins against the Cowboys, but I don't really know. Who knows with the Cowboys? I mean, we saw with the Cardinals. The Cardinals are good, and they struggled with the Cardinals. So maybe the Cowboys just aren't as good as we think. I would say, you know, Seahawks as well, but maybe, I don't know. This is a tough one, like you said. It's something we're going to, you know, keep a look at, and I would guess it gets back down to like 1.5 or 2 by the end of the week. This just seems very fishy to me. Well, the fact that it's going up as well from 1 to 2.5.
Yeah, that, I mean, that must be that people are betting the Rams. Like,
no, it's everyone's all over the Seahawks, so this is...
Well, I thought you just said, oh, wait, who started as a favorite, you were saying?
The Rams. The Rams are favored by 1, and then now they're favored by 2.5.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
I misheard you. Damn, that's interesting. This is a very interesting game. I don't know if I would, you know, I don't like Seattle away from home, but, you know, this is interesting. So I actually did find one cool stat about this game before I saw the line. All right, so you ready for this? I have division rivals here, division game. Last 2 years, Rams 3-1 straight up against Seattle and 3-1 against the spread against Seattle. So they got them both ways there. And just
I know the last couple of years, they definitely played them well. It's just one of those things you like back in your memory, you just remember losing a bunch of money on it already. You know? Yeah.
And there's this...
if I remember correctly, like a blocked punt or something, like a 10-7 win.
Yeah.
Like Cunningham going for 150 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, like some Zach Stacy game. Well, here's another stupid stat that I found. Seattle 0-6 against the spread last 2 years on games on grass. I saw that on your website there. That what a great one.
Oh, God. Might just be a fade the public week, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hate to
especially
do it.
Especially with this next one, too.
I hate to do it, but Seattle probably might take Seattle as a pick this week. I mean, there's not a lot here, but, I mean, that seems a little fishy to me. But, all right, Green Bay at Dallas. I have Green Bay by 3 on the road. I think I hit that one. I thought that I hit that one exactly, but what do you got?
I had Cowboys in a pick 'em, and the Cowboys opened to 2.5 favorites, and they're down to 2.
Whew. Interesting.
Yep. Again, another trap bet, it feels like.
Take Green Bay on the road, they say, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, the Cowboys have played them well. I mean, it really depends, too. We'll see with the Green Bay offensive line. I mean, it didn't hinder him against Chicago, but you'd like to think that probably Dallas is a bit more legitimate opponent, so that could be part of it. Everyone's all over Green Bay. It's gone down a little bit, but this feels like another trap to me.
I guess, yeah.
Kind of like with the Raiders and Broncos last week. So there were a lot of people on the Broncos. No one's on the Cowboys this time around.
Well, it doesn't seem to me, from what I've been hearing, that Sean Lee's going to play in this game. It's possible that he does, but he might not. Green Bay coming off a long week and a half. So I always love that. This is, I mean, the 2.5 doesn't really do it for me. This went from 2.5 to 2, so it's obviously going in the wrong direction, but. This seems like a trap, but if you think about it, I mean, teams are going to be the public's going to be on both these teams. I mean, everyone loves to bet Dallas, and everyone loves to bet Green Bay too.
Yeah, so this is a big 4:25 game public draw.
Vegas doesn't care about this game; they just want equal betting on each. I mean, that's the one for everything, but especially this one.
Two big brand teams. They'll probably win money on the total or something. Everyone's on the over, which means give me the under in this one. 53.5 seems a bit high anyways. So that's what they'll probably make their money off of. But right now it's pretty lopsided, so I don't know.
Damn, I don't want to be a sucker and take the Seattle game and then the Green Bay game. That's exactly what they want me to do.
Don't make both of those hit. That's for certain. Yeah, certain. God.
Okay. Kansas City at...
games aren't even on the board, by the way.
Oh, really? Kansas City at Houston's not on the board?
Well, because they're playing right now, so that kind of makes sense.
Oh, okay.
And then the Bears with Trubisky, I guess, and then Bradford again.
Yeah, but that line's going to be up there somewhere. No, no, nobody's got that up?
I'll look again, but I haven't seen it. It's not on Scores and Odds, and I'll check a different site.
Maybe Sportsbook has it.
Vikings is up, so we got that one to go for.
Okay. Well, what was that one?
Well, I had Vikings by 4. What'd you have?
I have Vikings by 3.
And it is 3, so nice job on that one. Bears at home seem to be a thing, but if this is Trubisky's first start, that's going to be shaky. No way I'm taking the Bears. But the Vikings also didn't provide much confidence in me. I'm still a big believer in them. They're also a better home team. We got till Monday to figure this out, but I'm definitely not trusting my money with Trubisky.
All right. Well, what do you think? Let's just go to this other game, this Kansas City at Houston game. What did you have it at? What would you peg this at?
Texans plus 3 is what I wrote down. I'd probably say like plus 2 now.
Yeah, I have it at 3.5, so we're sort of in the same area.
Sounds about right. I mean, Texans look solid last game. People are going to be overhyped on them, and the Chiefs are the better team. They're definitely missing Eric Berry, that's for sure. This is going to be an entertaining Sunday night one. We'll see if Deshaun Watson can replicate it. I think the Chiefs have a lot stronger defense than the Titans. And depending on how this tonight goes, maybe the Chiefs are coming off extra. If they end up losing this one, the Redskins are coming a little jittery, a little fired up, so... we'll see. And the Chiefs seem to play pretty well on the road. They both gave the Patriots a tough bet at home. So based off that great analysis, they should probably be pretty evenly matched. I'd take the Chiefs here probably, but we'll see what the line actually ends up being. But I would guess 3, 2.5 to 4, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and they're probably, they seem to be playing okay. They're off to a tough start tonight, but I can't imagine the game tonight at this point would sway this line too much either way.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right, well, that's it. And we have, who's on a bye this week? Do we know?
Those first week of byes. I can't figure it out off the top of my head.
Yeah, it doesn't say it on here. Denver has one bye.
Denver.
Saints.
Saints.
Is that it? Could be just two. Maybe, I don't know.
By the way, both teams coming back from London this week went 0-2 against the spread and straight up. So
That's something to file away.
Something to think about as far as the Dolphins. Even if Castle's playing, might even be a better bet if Castle's playing.
Mm.
Who else are we missing? I don't know.
Could just be them.
Usually there's more than one. There's probably two teams. I can't think of it, though.
No, we got Denver and the Saints.
Oh, two. Okay, yeah, I guess that's it. All right, so I think we make some picks again or what? We're not that much to choose from, but I guess
we'll still
give you out some winners.
Yeah, I think let's do some picks. It's worked out okay so far. All right, Duff, here's what I want to say before we hammer in the picks. For the season, series tied 2-2 on our guest lines, and after this week, I literally demolished you. So I'm jumping to 3-2. You got 3 right this week, so that was tough.
We'll see with those three off the board.
Well, the way you were picking games, I don't think they were going to go in your favor either way.
I picked definitely a lot of low lines for the home favorites, that's for sure.
Okay, let's run through our picks this week, and hopefully we'll keep the money rolling. I don't have our overalls up. Do you remember what they were?
I believe you're 4 games above 500, and I'm 2 games. I can check real quick, but I believe that's it. Or we might both be 3 games. I was 1-2 last week. You were 2-1. Before the weeks before, I was 2-1. But we're still positive. And realistically, last week I could have very easily been 0-3. But what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Okay. So for you, I have 7-5, and then 8-4 for me. So it's still very much in the green. There we go. For you this week, what do you got for me?
So I got the Cardinals plus 6.5 or 7 on the road. I would buy it up to 7 against the Eagles. I got the Pats on Thursday night minus 5.5. Should be easy money. Yeah, it's a very public side, but we saw what they did with the Saints in the same kind of situation. Minus 5.5. Give me that. And then lastly, give me the home team in the 0-1 battle, the 0-4 disappointments, the New York Giants. I'm going to keep riding the wave until I continually get just crushed into the ground and die. Giants minus 3.5 against the San Diego LA Superchargers.
What a world it is that the New York Jets at the Browns is a moderately more exciting / win worthy game than the Chargers and the Giants right now. It's unbelievable. Okay, I'm going back to the well, taking your Bills again on the road at Cincinnati. I think the Bengals really stink, and I like the Bills. I think the Bills are an actually good team. Their defense is crazy good. I love Tyrod Taylor. I feel like I say this every single week. Tyrod Taylor is good.
It's a trap.
Speaking of trap games, Seattle at on the road. I will take them over the Rams. Definitely a trap game. Should stay away. All the gambling logic says stay away from this game. Having said that, I'm going to take it. And then Carolina on the road. I think them and Detroit are probably two fairly evenly matched teams. I'll take the points. This is probably another trap game. Cam coming off of probably his best week the season so far. I'm not totally a believer in Detroit. I liked some of the things that they did last week, but neither are you, it sounds like. So take Carolina on the road.
This is not a confident week for me for sure. No. This might just be a look at the percentages, reverse line movement, and just go with that.
Yeah, this is tough. The teams with the bye, I think there's got to be two more teams. I don't see Washington on here either, so there's got to be at least one other team.
Yep, Washington, there's got to be another one. Who are we missing? Let's see if we can figure it out in 2 seconds. Falcons? Yep, Falcons.
Falcons, perfect. There you go. So we're missing four teams. We have the two absolute stinker games.
Four solid teams, too.
Yeah, so
that explains another reason for the bad games.
In addition to the no lines being up for two of the games, so that's really slim pickings out here. But there we go. We're still giving you the money. We're still giving you the picks. So,
free money.
That's it, right? Wait, anything else? Anything else you wanna get off your chest?
No, nothing really. Just all the shit going on in the world. You know, be a decent person and take these free picks and take the money and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, don't be a dick. All right, just don't be a dick. Whoever listens, don't be a dick. Oh, you know what? I did want to say something else. Before we sign off, we are coming up on, well, actually, I think we may have already passed it, but we're coming up on a big milestone for the podcast. So I just want to say thank you to everyone. We are approaching 500 downloads.
Oh, wow.
Not just listens. We have 500 pure downloads. So that's downloads is sort of the main statistic that people look at when they're talking about podcasts. So there you go. Just want to say thank you to people out there who are downloading. And that's pretty cool. 500 is not bad.
That's solid. It's good.
Every journey starts small, and here we are. So,
we're climbing.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you to you. I think you've appeared in the most shows out of everyone, so thanks for coming on with me.
Five down. We got some NBA coming up. We're going to have a predictions pod and get Chris or something on here to do some NBA. We got 12 more weeks of this at least, and we got a lot of pods left. And go Yanks tomorrow, by the way. We got Louis on the mound. But I don't feel overly confident just looking at some of the numbers today. But we're big. The Yanks are big favorites. So
yeah, hopefully.
Not something I'd bet on, though.
Yeah, hopefully they come on top. This is probably going to run on Thursday, so the Yanks will have already won or lost by then. Hopefully they did okay. I do want to say tomorrow, Wednesday, which will be yesterday from when this runs, there's going to be a different pod out. Me and my friend Brian did a director's deep dive into Pitch Perfect. That was pretty fun. And we have a little trailer preview coming out with the podcast, a little short video that we did. So that's cool. Check that out if you can. We've already been going too long. 50 minutes is too long. Get me at Twitter at Wes and Blazy, at JWDuff70, at pod_chill, and we will see you.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do you got?
Hell of a match with Nancy this week. I just like to congratulate myself on the big, terrible win.
Yeah. It's.
Thank you.
It was two horrible teams going at it. It was like two really ugly fat girls just fighting at a bar, and just it was horrible. No one wants to see that.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you next week, and let's go Yanks, go Bills. Everyone have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you.